Cruise lines are taking bookings for an Alaska cruise season that might not even happen. And a Haines rafter emerges from the Grand Canyon to a world changed by the coronavirus pandemic. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. Cruise lines continue to book passengers for summer sailings, despite a federal no-sail order that could extend through mid-July. Alaska port communities say there's a lot of work to be done before ships return. Carnival Cruise Line is offering a 7-day sailing through Southeast Alaska in early July. That was news to Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata, whose small town is virtually shut down in hopes of avoiding a spike in coronavirus cases.
I would hope that Carnival Cruise Lines reaches out to us in this community before they set sail.
There aren't any confirmed COVID-19 cases in Skagway, and the town wants to keep it that way. Skagway's health clinic has 2 ventilators. There's no hospital. But the remote community's economy is based on cruise tourism, and it planned for an all-time high in cruise ship visitors this year. So did Juneau and Ketchikan, the other Alaska ports on the itinerary.
We want cruise ships to come here. We want the passengers to come here. We need them to. But we also want good partners. And we want to work with people and cruise ship companies that respect the people in this community and above all else, respect their health.
So far, cruise season has been on hold. Coronavirus fears have closed ports up and down the Pacific. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends Americans avoid cruise ship travel because risk of disease transmission is higher on board the ships. Then, the federal agency issued a 100-day extension to its March no-sail order for cruise ships. It's not just Carnival. Other lines, like Norwegian Cruise Lines and Royal Caribbean, are also taking bookings for a cruise season that these Alaska communities aren't even sure will happen. Juneau City Manager Rory Watt said Carnival's port call in Juneau is far from a sure thing.
I would say that we would say that is speculative at this time. We have not taken up the question of how or when we'll be ready for ships to come.
He said it's likely the cruise line is taking the temperature of the market. He said Juneau has not yet decided on future community protocols for any cruise ships. It's unclear how many people have booked Carnival's trip, but the company's website shows up to 50 people eyeing the sailing at a time. Mike Tibbles, a spokesperson for Cruise Lines International Association in Alaska, said he can't speak for individual lines. But until a cruise line announces a cancellation, that trip would still be open for booking. If the season is on hold until mid-July, Tibbles said it will affect hundreds of sailings and cost Alaska communities close to $500 million in direct passenger spending. The CDC could roll back the 100-day extension if the agency sees fit or the federal emergency declaration is lifted. But that wouldn't really change things for Alaska's cruise season, since Canada's ports are still closed through July 1st. After trying for a few years, Haines resident Nikki Sinoco and 8 other friends managed to get a permit to raft the Grand Canyon. Their 3-week trip in March was the adventure of a lifetime. Deep in this large crack in the earth, they had no idea that a global pandemic was rapidly changing the outside world. Sinoco shared her thoughts on the experience with KHNS's Henry Leisha.
We're a group of 9, pretty much half from Skagway and half from Haines, so it's a little bifjordal group. It's a 264-mile trip, so to get 264 miles done in 21 days is actually quite a lot of work. Like, you have to cover some miles each and every day. Most rivers are rated between 1 to 6, which is basically considered unpassable or unraftable. You can sometimes still kayak a 6, but in the Grand Canyon, they have their own rating system, and it goes from a 1 to, I think, actually, they don't have a 10 on the river. 10 would be unraftable, but they have a 9, which is called lava. It's called Lava Falls, which is the most treacherous. Well, the first thing that happens is that, especially in such a dry environment, your skin begins to disintegrate, and there's a transitionary period to getting it to where it's ready to live outside. It's very interesting. And basically, you kind of try and get enough dirt and grime in all your skin. It toughens up, it gets a little leathery and everything like that. When we were at this place called Black Canyon, we ran into another group and this is really magical. They were a very musical group, and so they invited us back into the canyon, and they had a little bluegrass band that played and sang, and with the acoustics of the canyon, it was absolutely magical. And then that night they brought in 100 tea lights and they placed them on all the different levels in the canyon. And it was truly one of the most magical nights. It was on the spring equinox, so we really got to celebrate the spring equinox in style. March 9th, there was getting to be inklings, like coronavirus had come to America, had come to the United States soil, and there was an inkling that there was going to be some trouble. But basically, when we left, everything was hopping along completely normal. So it was kind of closing in behind us. Like we would get little snippets of news from some of the other rafters that had like the satellite phone or something like that. But we finally got to Lava Falls and there was someone who was hiking there. And I kind of foolishly said, "So how's it going?" And she was like, "Well, all international flights have been suspended. And so we're headed into lava." And I was absolutely gripped more from the whole idea of the world and what was coming of it, you know, and now we're going through Lava Falls, which is already an extremely stressful situation, and you've been building up to it for 17 days. So I think I was not my usual joyful, like, little paddler self. And Jen knew I had spoken to the through hiker. And so, I mean, Jen and Clint are just some really beautiful, really laid back people. So she's like, "Get your head in the game." And it's very unlike them to be upset about anything. And Clint's like, "Nikki, you're making me nervous and you don't want to make your boatman nervous." We and all our other boatmen got through it safely. It was quite a load to be like, "These are the new safety regulations. This is what it's going to look like." We were considered to have been in quarantine for 14 days. We were all healthy. So we were considered safe. It was everybody else that they worried about. Got to Phoenix and went through an empty airport, absolutely, totally, and was able to fly directly to Anchorage. So I didn't go through Seattle at all. And then from Anchorage, I flew to Juneau, home to Haines. So I've been in quarantine for 9 days now. I'm so grateful to be back in Alaska and to be with my families.
That was Haines resident Nikki Sunoco talking about her recent rafting trip to the Grand Canyon and how the pandemic affected her experience. For the KHNS Local News, I'm Claire Strimple. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.